The Great Impasta, 114 West Church in Champaign. The staff at The Great Impasta encourage you to join them in supporting WILL.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 84. He'll be along with complete details on the weather in 5 minutes. Right now, 72 on Friends Plaza, and Jeff Bossert has this hour's report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The pressure has eased a bit at Urbana High School, where disappointing test scores were leading to changes in the school's organization. The latest set of scores shows that Urbana High made the federally mandated adequate yearly progress last year after failing to do so for the previous 5 years. Principal Laura Taylor says it's a promising sign that teachers and students are making definite progress, but she says the achievement gap between white and minority students remains.
We have been seeing over in a trend that we are starting to do that, but there is unfortunately is still a huge disparity in that area, something we continue to focus on and will continue to work hard on. But when you have your African-American students with the highest scores in math they've ever had, obviously we're making some progress, which is great.
Schools are required to show adequate yearly progress to comply with the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Taylor says meeting AYP means Urbana High does not have to put restructuring measures in place for at least 1 year, but she says many of those measures will take place anyway, including more one-on-one remediation time. Champaign's school district has yet to release last year's test scores. Results for younger students are being delayed by the state. Governor Rob Blagojevich says Emil Jones used his position as Senate president to give those without a voice better health care, better funded schools, and increases in minimum wage. Jones says he's retiring but isn't offering more details on why. The 72-year-old Jones took over as Senate president in 2003 and has been one of Governor Rob Blagojevich's staunchest allies. He also was one of Barack Obama's first political mentors. Jones had a big hand in Obama's 2004 U.S. Senate win. He was a little-known liberal state senator when Jones introduced him to the right people and letting him handle some important legislation to help raise his political profile. Jones's decision has set off a scramble among Senate Democrats to replace him. Chicago Senator Recky Hendon was one of the first to announce his interest in the job.
There are many of us that are looking at seeing if we can gather the votes. There are about 8 at the last count. So I would be flattered if the members chose me, and I'll serve them well if they put me in the position.
Senator Jeff Schoenberg of Evanston says in order for him to have a chance at the Senate presidency, he's stressing outsider credentials.
It's my view that most Senate Democrats, as well as many people throughout Illinois, are looking for a fresh start and the opportunity to have more open and transparent leadership for the Senate Democrats.
A few other Senate Democrats make up the short list of those to potentially lead the position. They include hold the position of Senate President, they include James Claiborne of Belleville, an African-American who could win support from both black senators and those who are downstate, John Cullerton, who has served in the General Assembly since 1979. He's from the south side of Chicago and may have closer ties to Mayor Richard Daley and House Speaker Michael Madigan. Relative newcomer Don Harmon of Oak Park has sponsored legislation that would ban large state contractors from contributing money to politicians handing out contracts. And Terry Link of Waukegan chairs the Senate Democrats' Suburban Caucus, a region that holds the most growth potential for the party. The president of Bradley University says she's opposed to the idea of lowering the drinking age from 21 to 18 years old as proposed by the Amethyst Initiative. The presidents of Duke, Dartmouth, and Ohio State have called on lawmakers to consider lowering the drinking age. They say current laws actually encourage dangerous binge drinking on campus. But Bradley President Joanne Glasser says based on the alcohol-related deaths of 2 Bradley students, universities promote activities that reduces the misuse and abuse of alcohol. Last March, Bradley Jr. Robert Hurt Pontiac was killed after falling into oncoming traffic while horsing around with a friend. Witnesses said both had been drinking. And in August 2007, Bradley soccer player Sheridan Dahlquist was killed in a house fire caused by a prank by 4 of friends who had been drinking. Students and faculty at the Illinois State University in Normal have another option for transportation on campus. They can bike it. ISU has started a new bike borrowing program that allows students and faculty members to check out a bike with a campus ID. 35 bikes are available. ISU officials say at the end of each academic year, many bikes are left on campus and are generally turned over to authorities as unclaimed property. But this year, the new program will let university staff clean up and paint the bikes for the program. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
8:35 now, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us. U.S. women's basketball team just beat South Korea, Ed, 104-60. Now they go to the semifinals.
That sounds like a big win.
Yeah, and they're 6-0 now. And the baseball team leads Chinese Taipei 3-2 in the eighth inning now. And today is former President Bill Clinton's 62nd birthday. I just noticed that.
Well, he's still relatively young.
Yeah.
As presidents go.
That's right. That's right. He was very young as president, now is as young as an ex-president, so former president. All right, well, weather-wise, we are looking at more sunshine, and most people say just beautiful weather continues this week.
Yeah, the only problem, some need some water.
Mm-hmm.
But
I did hear something interesting that for the soybean crop, it could be warmer for crop development. And